The Guardian.
Where are you on the so-called dream ticket of Hillary and Obama as a healing mechanism after this race?
I think it'd be the worst mistake that could be made. I'm on the outside. I'm not involved in the internal affairs of the Democratic Party at all. But I think that would just accumulate the negative aspects of both candidates.
How so?
Well, I don't know if I want to go into any detail about it because I don't want to...
But just explain what you mean by accumulating or magnifying the negatives.
Because of Bill Clinton's elements of unpopularity, I have been against Hillary. It shows up in all the public opinion polls. I think her negatives are about 50%.
Yeah, very high, yes.
So if you take that 50% who just don't want to vote for Clinton and add it to whatever element they might be that don't think Obama is white enough or old enough or experienced enough, or because he's got a middle name that sounds Arab.
You could have the worst of both worlds.
You could have the worst of both worlds. And I don't if she should have gotten the nomination, I don't think that it would be good for her to bring him in either.
For the same reason.
For the same reason.
You mentioned the legacy or the leftover effect of him,
yeah.
Bill Clinton. And I'm just wondering...
There are a lot of good aspects that he left
absolutely
over,
right. But his role in this campaign, a lot of people have wondered about that. And there you are, you've made a vow you and your wife would not endorse during a primary process. Right. A lot of people feel that the nature of his campaigning... people understand why he had to campaign for his wife, but the nature of it, the buttons he's been pressing, right, has not been appropriate for a former president. What do you think about that?
I think it has hurt him in the public opinion polls, as indicated by some that I have actually seen, and also by the editorial comments, even among editorialists who in the past have been fervently pro-Clinton. I think they have interpreted some of his remarks as being subtly of a racial nature. One that's been singled out is when he equated Obama with Jesse Jackson, I believe in the South Carolina primary. And the next day, Bill Clinton called me on the phone, and he told me that that was not his intention. And I believed him. I don't think that he deliberately meant to make a racist remark, but...
It had that implication.
But when he equated the fact that Obama would do well in South Carolina... And the main reason he did it was because he was like Jesse Jackson. It obviously was interpreted that way. So I think that it would be not beneficial to Obama to choose.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.